Jesus, in the beauty of your presence, in the splendor of your glory, we want to look at you and understand you as you are, and not according to the sum of everything we've experienced or even what our lives reveal you to be. We want to know you, Jesus. We want to break out of the mindset of making you so little. Break into the place where we truly understand and discern what you're doing, who you are, what you're saying, and where you're taking us, Lord. And Lord, I believe that in this time, you're looking for men and women who will look at an acorn and see an oak tree. Because we need to see with the mind of Christ. We need to have your perspective. We need to look at a trickle and hear the Niagara Falls sound in our ears. Like Elijah, we need to see a hill over the cloud the size of a man's fist on the horizon and see the sound of falling rain and hear rain falling in this land. Father, now more than ever before, I believe that you're calling us to be like Simeon, who looked at a baby and saw the Messiah, the salvation of Israel and the whole earth. Lord, it's time for us to rise up and truly understand who you are and what you're doing and where you're taking us, Lord, because there's something so great that's waiting for this nation, Father, and you've called us and put us in a place, and you've called us to a place of intercession and worship and travail, that through us we will release multitudes of people into this kingdom. For Father, we've had church, and we've had preachers and preachers and preachers, but we haven't changed the nation. And Father, I believe that now, like never before, you're calling us to rise up into that place, to rise up with fresh eyes, to not look at just us. Lord, you chose 12 simple men with very little education, but you saw a world change through them. And Father, here we are, the most eclectic bunch. Nobody here is probably that spectacular, but we're the kind of people you make friends with, Jesus. And so we want to be your friends. We want to look at you. We want to understand where you're going. We want to go where you're going, Lord. We want to take hold of your vision. We want to give our lives to where you are, Jesus. We don't want to stand with this little vision any longer. And Father, I just sense that what's happened has been good up to now. But Lord, you're calling us to go so much higher. You're calling for something so much greater. You've laid upon us a mandate, which is to take ourselves into the place of intercession and worship. You've called us to that place, and we've taken that upon ourselves, and we've said, yes, Lord, we will go where you ask us. But I sense, Lord, that you're breaking up our fallow ground. You're breaking up the unplowed ground, the parts of our lives that have been living with a certain level of expectation. And you're calling us to once again become the worshippers and the intercessors who release your righteousness on the earth. Father, I believe this is a season you're breaking us into now, which is so different than anything we've seen before. I believe, Father, you're raising up prayer missionaries in this place. People who will serve valid missions and travel in the Spirit into places and release your kingdom in places in the Spirit. You're raising up people here who through worship and a depth of love for you, Jesus, will catch your heart and will release your heart in this city and in this nation. For Lord, there's nothing else that will change this nation. No more preaching will change this nation. No more teaching will do it. Father, it's the season of the lovers of God, the ones who are worshiping and raised to a new level, who encounter God like he has longed to be known by his people. And this is the season, Jesus. Lord, there's never been a significant move of God on the earth that has not been preceded by extensive prayer and worship and love and adoration, where you've perfected for yourself a holy people who cry out to you day and night, and then we've seen significant moves of God on this earth. And Father, that's what we want to be. We want to take that mantle on ourselves. We want to take this cry. We want to hold it in our hearts. We want to run with it, Lord. We want to run with it, Jesus. And it might just be into the prayer room, but in that place where we come heart to heart with the King of Glory, where we can truly say, let it be on earth as it is in heaven, because we've been there and we've seen what it is. And we understand your heart for this nation. We understand your heart for your people. And we don't try and war against flesh and blood, because we understand that the fight is greater. It's in the power of principalities. Lord, we want to use the weapons you've given us now, the ones that are mighty for the tearing down of strongholds, like never before, Jesus. And I ask you now, I ask you to birth in our hearts a completely new move. I ask you to put in us the mind of Christ, that we will understand what is in your heart, Jesus. That we will look out in this nation and we will see the awesome power of God. We'll see lives transformed. Lord, you sent Cindy Jacobs to say, the Lord is sending you a youth revival. Well, Lord, put in our hearts the sound of a youth revival. Put in our heart, in our ears, the sound of multitudes of young people rising up in the name of Jesus. But let us not accept the lesser role. Let us not accept what has been defined for us up to now. We want to traverse this place. We want to go into the greater place. We want to take hold of the greater promises. We want to be convinced in our heart that what you say you can do. And we want to believe you. And we want to speak it like we believe it. We want to declare it over this nation. I ask you, tonight I ask you, to birth within us the spirit of supplication, the spirit of travail. I ask you to birth that within us, that in the context of worship and prayer, we will see the release of heaven. We will see heaven open over this city. We will see the glory of the living God upon this land. For we are called for nothing less, Jesus. For that is your heart. And we're just as neglected bunch as your 12 disciples. And we are confident because of that. Jesus, take what we are. Take what we offer you, our lives. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. We stand in your presence. We are awed by your glory. We're not impressed with our own skill, strategy, and programs. But we are utterly convinced of what you can do. And I believe this season is so significant now. This season. And I know, Lord God, that you are taking us through the fire at the moment. There are many people that are saying, what's going on? Things are falling apart. Things are coming unstuck. I didn't plan this, Lord. But I know you're perfecting for yourself some people here who will stand in the gap. People will be unshakable because their lives have been steeled by the fire of God. We hug the fire, we take on the fire. Like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, we choose the fire. We don't choose the idol of unbelief. We choose the fire, for there we will see the fourth man walking around with us in the fire. But if we don't embrace the fire, we will not have the fire. So we ask you, send your fire. Send your fire in our hearts. Burn up what is of flesh. Leave what is of the Spirit. Jesus. That is the most frightening thing to pray, Jesus. But I don't know any other way forward than this way. There is no other way. Come and do it in us, Jesus. Come and do it. want to ask you to find one person, get alongside them, put your hand on each other's shoulders, and just say, Father, make us what you want us to be, that we will fulfill your purpose in our lifetime. That our lives, not one more day will be wasted, but our lives will become key, cutting-edge lives from this day forward, Jesus. Birth it in us, Lord. Birth it in us, Jesus.
Said, nobody will be able to take this away from you. Nobody will be able to take away from you your heart of intercession, your heart of worship before the Lord. The only one who can take it away from you is you giving it up. And so often we give up. We give up. But Jesus says that I'm doing a new thing right now in your midst. He says, forget the old. And so tonight he's shifting your mindsets. Tonight he's saying, forget the old, because I'm doing a new thing in your midst. And what he's doing is he's shifting your heart to be seekers of him. To be seekers of him. To be seekers of his life. To be seekers of his heart. When we get his heart and when we get his life, we can then display it to the world around us. People are tired of church. But they're not going to be tired of his heart. Do you know that Asa, he set up before his people that they would make a covenant, that they would seek the Lord their God with everything that was in them. And these people swore wholeheartedly before God that they would seek him with all. And this is the shift that the Father is making here tonight. He says, your half-hearted devotion is over with. It's time to get serious before him. He's saying, I'm looking for a people who's going to seek me with all. You know, the scriptures say, seek the Lord while he may be found. The key word here is while, my friend. There is a time and a season to seek him, and that time is now. The time is now, says the Lord. And so there is a shift happening right now in this place. And he's saying, it's time to step in to what I've called you to, which is to be wholehearted seekers with me. It's time to get serious. He says, rend your heart and not your garments. It's time to lay your hearts on the altar so that you can be wholehearted seekers of God, to be wholehearted seekers of his kingdom. If you are not a wholehearted seeker, you want to know what he says? I'm not going to strengthen your heart. Because he says that he will strengthen the heart that is fully committed to him. That's what the Word of God says. I didn't say it. And so he's looking for people whose hearts are fully committed to him. And he's right there to strengthen you when you feel like you can't go another day. He's right there to say, come on, I'm right here with you. We're going to walk this thing together. I'm going to give you my heart and my mind for this city. See, I'm not from here, obviously. I'm from the United States. But when I was walking through your beautiful city the last 2 days, what I saw coming out of this place through your prayers and intercession was a fire being ignited in England, in London. And as you guys really take that stand, that place, to be fully committed to him, to be fully seekers of him and his kingdom. And as you get the heart and the mind of Christ and you begin to intercede and you you begin to pray His heart, you're going to see fires start to rise up all around this city. As you begin to pray and as you begin to intercede, fires are going to start igniting in churches. Fires, the fire of God is going to begin to burn in the hearts of men and women. That's the word. That is the prophetic word for this body. He's called you to be a fire starter through prayer and intercession, through worship. He wants you to begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He wants you to get beyond your understanding. He wants you to get outside of your mind. And He wants you to begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Because that's where liberty is, my friend. That's where liberty is. And as we get the mind of Christ, as we get the heart of God, and we begin to join with Him, it is His desire that none should perish, amen, but that all come to repentance. And as we get the heart of God, as we are fully committed and submitted to Him, we are going to start to see a fire and a revival and salvation begin to spring up all over this place, amen. Do you know that David, the man of God who only wanted one thing, and you all know what the one thing is because you all have probably studied it. But do you know that that was his heart's desire before he was ever delivered from being captive to Saul? That was his heart. And so often we say, Lord, I'll become a one thing man or woman when things are convenient. God is saying, will you be a one thing man or woman tonight? Will you seek me with all? Will you seek me while I can be found? Because as we seek Him, we will surely find Him. And you will find His heart. You will find His purposes. You will find the plan of the Lord for your life. And so tonight I want to encourage you, make a decision to wholeheartedly pursue the Lord with all, to wholeheartedly seek Him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength, that you're jumping in with both feet and you're stopping playing church. God says that we're done playing church. It's time. There is a shift. He says a new thing I'm doing right now in your midst. A new thing. There's a new thing coming to this place. And I believe God wants that spirit of intercession, that spirit of commitment, that spirit of seeking Him with all to fall down upon your hearts and your lives. There's a shift. And the thing I also saw, that prophetic intercession is the gift that He wants to deposit to His people. When you start to prophetically intercede, you will see things change. When you begin to prophetically begin to declare what the Lord has spoken, and you stand in that place of standing, you're going to see a shift. And each one of us need to step into that place of prophetic intercession, because we all need to see that shift happen. Every one of us. And don't you get frustrated? You pray and you pray and you pray and you don't see anything happen. It's because you don't have the mind of Christ. You're being led by your circumstances. God says, get my mind. Get my mind. Seek my heart. Seek my face, and you will find me. Amen. So can I do just a little bit of prophetic ministry?